So if you're running an e-commerce business, or maybe you're just someone who's really, really curious about how logistics can absolutely make or break a small company, you know that feeling, that heart in your throat feeling. You've packed the product, you think it's perfect, you slap on the label, and then you hand it off. You're sending your brand, your profit margin, into this whole obstacle course of conveyor belts and trucks.
And that anxiety is, well, it's completely warranted. Our sources for this deep dive, they show this really painful truth right up front. Nearly 20% of all e-commerce returns are caused by shipping damage.
20%.
Think about that. One in every five things you ship could be a failed delivery before the customer even lays eyes on it.
Wow. That's not just an annoyance for the customer. That is a massive silent profit drain. So our mission today, diving into this guide, is to start treating packaging not as an afterthought, but as a proactive strategy. We're going to find the exact materials, the right techniques for specific products, and the automation tools you need to, slash those damage rates, cut costs, and actually build customer loyalty.
We're moving past the guesswork here. We're establishing that for a small business, packaging isn't just a container. It's the physical proof of your brand's quality. And frankly, it's the difference between just surviving and actually thriving online.
Okay, let's start with the money, because I think when people think about a damaged shipment, they just calculate the cost of replacing the item. But that's such a tiny piece of the puzzle, isn't it? Unpack for us what the true cost of bad packaging really is.
What's fascinating here is how it creates this destructive feedback loop that just spirals. So yes, the immediate hit is the refund or the cost of the replacement. But the source material really drills down into the operational costs, the labor costs.
The unseen overhead.
Exactly. Every single return is a second, completely unwanted fulfillment cycle. You're spending more on packaging materials again, more labor hours talking to the unhappy customer, processing the return, inspecting the damage, logging it all. It effectively doubles your fulfillment cost for that one order.
Doubles it.
Yeah. The cost of labor and logistics often ends up being more than the cost of the actual product you're replacing.
And then there's the hidden killer, right? The brand impact. You can, I guess, recover from one financial loss, but brand trust, that's way harder to get back.
Oh, absolutely. Shipping damage is a guaranteed trigger for negative reviews, and that directly hurts your future sales, especially in places like Amazon or Etsy. But the deeper damage is to confidence. A customer gets a broken item, and they lose faith in your ability to deliver. Period. That means they are extremely unlikely to ever buy from you again. You've lost their lifetime value. It's a total erosion of loyalty.
That makes that 20% figure seem less like an accident and more like an unsustainable business model. Okay, let's unpack this. Let's get strategic. We know failure is expensive. Success seems to hinge on choosing the right protective packaging supplies, or dunnage, that's the term, right? For the filler materials.
Right, dunnage. And the materials you pick have to balance protection with, efficiency and cost.
Yeah.
We should start with the foundation, the box. The corrugated box is the gold standard. That wavy layer inside, between the flat sheets, that provides incredible strength against compression and impact.
I think most people just assume a box is a box, but we need to know the difference between a cheap box and one that actually protects something.
That's key. For anything heavy, or really anything fragile, you should be using double-wall corrugated boxes. They have much better crush resistance. For lighter stuff, a single-wall box might be okay. But here is the critical point for a small business owner. Fit. You have to pick a box size that fits your product snugly.
And that's not just about stopping it from moving around, is it? It's also about that thing carriers charge for. Dimensional weight.
Precisely. We have to talk about dimensional weight, or DM weight, right here.
Yeah.
It dictates everything. Carriers charge you based on whichever is higher, the actual weight of your package, or the space it takes up. So if you ship a small, light item in a huge box, you are literally paying for the volume of that empty air.
Wow. Okay, so just choosing the right size box immediately lowers your shipping cost and it makes the product safer.
It does both at the same time. Once your product is in the right box, then we need the dunnage, the shock absorption.
So what are the options?
Well, the choice of filler depends completely on what you're shipping. For fragile items, glassware, ceramics, electronics, bubble wrap is still the best. It gives you that targeted, multi-layered cushion right around the product itself.
And for filling the rest of the empty space in the box?
That's where void fillers come in. Air pillows are fantastic for that. They're great for lightweight cushioning, filling big gaps quickly, and they add almost no weight, which helps again with that DM weight calculation.
What about packing peanuts? They always feel so messy.
They are messy, but they're great for irregularly shaped items where something like an air pillow might leave gaps. But for precision goods like high-value tools, sensitive electronics, you should ditch the peanuts and move to foam inserts. They're molded or cut to hold the product tight, especially at the corners and edges. No movement whatsoever. That's non-negotiable for that kind of gear.
Okay, let's shift to efficiency a little bit. Not everything needs to go in a corrugated box, especially soft goods, right?
Right. And for clothing, fabrics, soft accessories, polymailers are the hero. They're durable, they're waterproof, tear-resistant, and crucially, they are incredibly lightweight. By using a flexible mailer instead of a rigid box for stuff that isn't fragile, you cut down the weight and the dimensional footprint. That translates directly into lower shipping costs.
That is smart optimization. Using the packaging itself as a cost-cutting tool. And for certain things, you need security, not just cushioning.
Absolutely. For high-value goods, luxury items, even important documents, tamper-evident packaging is critical for brand trust. If the seal is broken when it arrives, the customer knows immediately that it might have been compromised.
We also have to think about modern stuff, like sustainability. That feels like it can be both a cost and a huge brand asset.
It is. Consumers are voting with their wallets now. The sources really emphasize that using sustainable packaging, biodegradable fillers, compostable mailers, recycled boxes is a key factor for attracting eco-conscious buyers. And things like custom packaging inserts.
Yeah,
they cost more up front, but for cosmetics or jewelry, they create this premium unboxing experience. It turns protection into powerful branding.
And finally, you can't ignore basic threats, like water.
For liquids, food, skincare, you need specific moisture protection. That means using waterproof poly bags around the individual containers or sealed liners inside the box. And for really delicate, flat items framed art, mirrors, you have to use specialized shock-absorbing supplies. Things like multi-layer foam wraps, corner protectors, edge guards, they're essential.
Okay, we've built the toolkit and we've talked about DM weight. Now let's talk technique. Here's where it gets really interesting, because the strategies just change so dramatically depending on the product.
Yeah, you can have the best materials in the world, but if you pack a fragile vase like you'd pack a book, it's going to fail. You have to tailor the approach. So let's tackle the toughest category first. Fragile home decor. Vases, mirrors, ceramic statues.
The stuff that breaks if you just look at it wrong.
Exactly. And the strategy here is double boxing. Now, I know what you're thinking. That sounds like double the cost.
I am thinking that. For a small business watching every single penny, how do you justify doubling the materials and the labor?
You justify it by looking at the cost of that 20% loss rate. Double boxing is an investment to avoid that guaranteed return, that guaranteed financial and brand hit. You wrap the item, put it in a snug inner box, and then you suspend that inner box inside a bigger cushioned outer box. You need at least 2 inches of space all around, filled with air pillows or peanuts. That space is your crumple zone. And yes, you have to mark the outside with fragile and handle with care. It's mandatory, even if you can't always trust it'll be followed.
That double layer makes sense for impact. Now, electronics, that's a different threat, isn't it? It's not just impact, it's internal damage.
Correct. The unique risks are static electricity, which can fry components, and heavy vibration. So the strategy is twofold. First, use anti-static wraps or pouches around the device itself. Second, use custom foam inserts to lock in the corners and edges. For electronics, eliminating movement is, it's like a religion. If you can hear it rattle, you've already failed.
A rattle is a death knell.
Okay, shifting gears again. Cosmetics and skincare lotions, serums, all those glass dropper bottles. The risk is less about a big break and more about a localized disaster, like a leak.
This is all about containment strategy. The solution is compartmentalized inserts to stop glass bottles from knocking against each other. Yeah. And crucially, any liquid product has to be secured with a tamper-proof seal and put inside its own waterproof poly bag. That way, if one jar does break, the mess is contained. It protects the rest of the order. It turns a total loss into just a partial inconvenience. And labeling with this side up is actually really important here to keep liquids settled.
And what about things like books or documents? They seem sturdy, but corner damage is so infuriating for a customer.
This is a great example of a low-cost, high-impact fix. You use a moisture-resistant mailer or a stiff corrugated wrap, but most importantly, you invest in corner protectors. These little cardboard or plastic pieces prevent the bending and fraying that just ruins the value of a brand new book. It's minimal effort for maximum satisfaction. Okay, so we've covered the physical parts, the techniques, but I mean, as any small business owner knows, the best packaging in the world is useless if the package gets lost. Safe shipping doesn't end when you close the box. It's also about the logistics chain.
This is where automation stops being a nice to have and becomes a critical part of risk mitigation. And a huge time saver. Bad labeling causes massive delays, misrouting, even lost packages. You need clear, high-contrast labels that are easy to scan, and they have to include complete delivery and return addresses.
And if you're sitting there manually typing in addresses, you are guaranteeing errors will happen.
You are. You're just creating friction for yourself. Automating label creation drastically cuts down on those manual errors, and more importantly, it saves a huge amount of time. Time a small business owner just does not have. You can get seamless integration with your e-commerce platform, Shopify, Wix, BigCommerce, and it syncs your orders instantly, generates bulk labels.
Let's put a number on that. I mean, how much time are we actually talking about saving by automating?
Well, if you're processing, say, 50 orders a week, manually doing all those labels could easily take 4 or 5 hours. With automation, you could do that in minutes. It frees up hours of your time to put back into product development or customer service. And accurate, scannable tracking gets the package there faster, which is another major positive for your brand.
So the tech gets it to the right place quickly, accurately. But what about that final layer of protection, the safety net for when, you know, despite all of this, an accident still happens? I'm talking about shipping insurance.
Shipping insurance is a necessary risk mitigation strategy, especially for fragile or high-value items where the financial loss would be significant. Even with perfect double boxing and anti-static wraps, things can happen that are completely out of your control.
And the value isn't just the payout, is it? It's avoiding the headache.
Exactly. Dealing with a lost or damaged shipment is incredibly stressful. Insurance covers that financial loss. And critically, a lot of platforms now let you buy additional insurance directly and track packages in real time. It really simplifies the claims process. So instead of these long, complicated back and forth with the carrier, you have a much easier way to recover your funds and, more importantly, keep your customer happy because you can ship a replacement right away.
So, to synthesize everything we've learned today, it seems like the successful path for a small business is a combination of physical mastery and digital efficiency.
That's it, exactly. First, choose your physical material strategically. Use the double wall boxes, the right dunnage, and always, always prioritize materials that reduce your dimensional weight. And second, automate your logistics, especially labeling and integration. That's how you build trust and get your time back.
So, what does this all mean for you listening right now? It means the goal isn't just to make the package survive the trip by piling on more and more material. The ultimate optimized strategy is one that protects the product and actively works to lower your shipping costs at the same time.
That financial connection is the biggest takeaway. Because carriers use dimensional weight, choosing the right size box to get rid of that costly error is just as important as choosing bubble wrap. And using a platform that lets you compare discounted multi-carrier rates that ensures your perfectly packed product is also shipped in the most cost-effective way. You're protecting your profits on both ends.
Exactly. Don't just protect your product. Strategically optimize your costs using the material choices we discussed today. Challenge yourself to analyze your current packaging against your carrier fees. Is that oversized box, even if it's cheap to buy, actually costing you more than you realize? More in shipping fees, more in lost customer lifetime value. Because if the packaging is wrong, you're losing on both fronts, damage and cost.
That dual focus approach, that's the key to scaling safely.